The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. Hi.
Hey, guys.
I'm still getting used to this whole, like, this meeting is being recorded bullshit.
It's scary.
It's weird. It's like a voice from above, and I don't like it. I mean, it's kind of nice, though, because if we ever forget.
That's true.
Like, we can't forget now.
That's true.
Anyway, it's been a weird week, to say the least.
In life or in wrestling?
Both. I would say both. So where do we begin? So Daniel Bryan still isn't signed anywhere. There's that. We'll do the updates. We'll do some updates. Bray Wyatt, we don't know what's going on.
Still.
All I have to say to this, and I'm not trying to rush him back, if he were to show up at any wrestling event, please be the SmackDown on August 20th in Phoenix, Arizona. Otherwise, like, I'm not rushing you back. Not at all. But, like, if you could somehow be traded to SmackDown and then show up in August on the 20th, that'd be cool. But, like, I'm not rushing. I'm not rushing, but, you know, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Like, you know. Mojo is now just Mojo, which works because we always call him just Mojo. So, like, we kind of don't have to change. Hey, it's better than Cassie and Jess. Right?
That's true.
So, we've called Mojo just Mojo, and Mojo is now just Mojo. So, hey, it works. He has this really cool hype video, and all I gotta say is, can he show up at, like, I don't know, Impact, New Japan, something? Just don't go to AEW, which I don't think AEW is gonna take him anyway.
No.
Which is good, because fuck AEW. What else happened? A lot. Shayna Baszler, I guess, is going to, oh, it is just announced, breaking news, fatal five-way for the NXT Championship. Adam Cole, Pete Dunne, Cross, Gargano, and O'Reilly. At NXT TakeOver In Your House.
What is that?
That is a good question. Let me find out. It should be next month. Keep thinking it's May still. Later this month. NXT TakeOver In Your House. Let's find out. June 13th.
No, not far.
Not far. A couple weeks.
So, week from, like, today or something, right?
Not that here, far. I can find out. It is a week from next Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. Okay.
Yeah. So 13 days away. So that's, I'm assuming, will be on Peacock. Assuming. What else happened this week? Oh, AEW signed Mark Henry. So the now trending meme is that AEW is now the WWE retirement home. I love Mark Henry, but what the fuck did you do, buddy? Like,
well, he said he wants to do, like, writing and stuff, supposedly.
Well, they need all the help they can get. So,
mean, I'm sorry that you fell for their line of bullshit, but, you know. Oh, well. Like, come on, Mark. What the fuck? You couldn't have, like, done anything else. Like Impact or, like, New Japan. Or, like, anything else. And, like, the funniest shit is, like, they're like, oh, my God, WWE lost their lead recruiter, guys. Oh, my God. And I'm like, okay. Probably got rid of them because New Japan's coming. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Also, there's some news, and I don't know if everybody's heard this because, like, not a lot of people are talking about it, which is strange. This is very strange. So it could be nothing. It could be something. But, and I was telling Jen this before because we don't know what this means. And nobody really knows what this means. But a lot of the very reputable news sites that are white, a lot of the time, are saying that tomorrow there's going to be some big news that is coming. And they don't know what the news is. Because everybody's being very mum. They're not telling anybody backstage. They're not telling anybody. Mm-hmm. So whoever knows this news, it's probably like NDAs and sworn to secrecy until tomorrow. So my thought process is this is the New Japan WWE deal. They will announce it.
How is that going to work, though? Because doesn't New Japan have deals with other companies, too?
You see why this would be huge news.
Yeah, but I'm just like,
I think them and Ring of Honor are done. Hmm. I think they're done. Like, because they've worked with Impact more than they worked with Ring of Honor since the pandemic started. So. So either that means they're completely done with working with other companies, which, you know what, I'm going to tell you right now, them working with WWE exclusively. And I think people are going to hate this because they're like, oh, my God. And this is the shit I've heard is, oh, my God, Okada's going to job to Baron Corbin. And I'm like, that's not going to happen, guys. That's not, like, what you guys don't understand is New Japan does still, like, in their deals with Impact or in their deals with Ring of Honor or even that fucking stupid ass company that we don't like to talk about, they still have booking freedom. They do. And this isn't going to be, they're not going to just put guys like Okada or Jay White or Tanahashi in the Royal Rumble to job somebody.
Right.
They're not. I think this is going to be more dream matches. Or, and I think people don't think about it the other way. You guys, this means Cesaro could go to New Japan and be in the G1. Like, hello, ding dong, hello. Sorry, Bailey, I had to steal it. Ding dong, hello, Cesaro in the G1. Like, everybody's all over here like, oh, my God, Okada's going to job. And I'm like, are you not thinking about the other way?
Like, positives.
Bray Wyatt in the G1? Hello? Sign me the fuck up. Because let me tell you, I want to see him and Ishii. Just saying. Big fucking dudes just smacking the shit out of each other. I want to see it. So you know what? I think people are, like, not understanding what this means. So, I'm just saying, guys, you don't understand what this means. Also, you're going to shit on it, but then we could have Jay White and Girls of Destiny versus Roman Reigns and the Usos. So, just saying. Just saying. Just saying. I mean, I'd pay big money to see that. So I don't. Well, the Usos versus Girls of Destiny. Yeah.
Well, yeah. But
and Tama smacking the living shit out of Roman Reigns. Yeah. Yeah, I would. I'd pay. Shit. Really? You think I don't want to see Tama smack the shit out of Roman Reigns? No. I'd be like, Tama, is there a way I could give you more money and just smack him harder? I'm just saying. So, like, I think you people are not understanding. Like, you're all thinking one way. You're not thinking the other way. The other way is good. Yeah, that way sucks, but the other way is really good. Like, hello? Cesaro winning the G1.
I don't know about that happening, but it's a good thought.
I mean, it's not like he's getting anywhere. Kofi Kingston in the G1. Come on, people.
You know who they'll put in the G1 before any of these people.
Baron Corbin.
No.
I would like Baron Corbin in the G1, please.
No, not Baron Corbin.
Roman Reigns.
No.
No. It's John Cena. Seth. You know, I'd be okay with it because Suzuki would rock his ass. And for that, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with this. Like, you don't get it, guys. Suzuki rocking his ass. Yeah. Yeah. Sign me up. Just seeing like the fucking fear in his eyes when Suzuki comes out. Can I pay Suzuki to like be even scarier? Just fucking scare the shit out of him? I don't know. Also, what is the dream match? Anytime somebody asks us, hey, do a list of like your dream matches, no matter the brand, what is the one match we always talk about?
Jay White versus anybody.
Okay, other than that, there's one match that
Cena, remember, and Okada.
Well, Cena and Tanahashi.
Oh.
The John Cena fucking New Japan. Come on. I mean, Cena and Okada, too. You could do it either way. Why are people not thinking about this? Guys.
I think it's because you're looking for the most positive of positives.
I'm looking the bang for my buck.
We know in this world of Vince McMahon that we don't normally get that, so.
Well, and also, I think Vince McMahon, part of me also thinks it might just be NXT. Well, and if it's NXT... Say it's just New Japan and NXT, though.
Uh-huh.
I mean.
There's plenty.
Adam Cole.
Finn.
Finn Balor. Do Finn Balor versus Tama.
Cross.
O'Reilly. Pete and Suzuki. We could do that again. That was fun. Come on, guys. Like, you're not seeing the silver lining here. And I get it. But can we not slander the name of Baron fucking Corbin anytime you want to shit on this? Because it's funny. Is everybody's like, hey, you're going to job to Baron Corbin. And I'm like, but I like Baron Corbin. He is a nice fellow. What the fuck? You got to... We're going to slander the name of Baron Corbin. You know what? Here, you want to know what the worst possible scenario is, you assholes? Okada jobbing to a certain somebody by the name of Lucha House Party.
Mm.
Yes. You want? That's the worst case scenario because Baron Corbin's talented, damn it. And Lucha House Party is just Lucha House Party.
Not that they're not talented.
They're not talented. I mean, yeah, they're talented, but like, It's a Lucha House Party. Baron Corbin's at least talented. And he's won shit. So, please stop besmirching the name of Baron Corbin. He's a good man. Who does good things. And we are going to see him, hopefully, when SmackDown comes to Phoenix on August 20th. And by the way, guys, you know why I'm so excited about this? Because we're finally going to be reunited.
It's true.
We're going to be reunited. We could probably do a live episode. Being in the same room, which is insane. That never happens. Think about it. we're gonna watch SummerSlam and watch Cardi B and
get drunk
and eat some really good food from somewhere, and then like I'm probably gonna be thirsting after a bunch of men, and hey,
we hope.
But I mean, let's just put it this way. If they're like, Jay White is going to be at SummerSlam, Jen and I are getting in the car after SmackDown, and we're driving to Vegas, and then we'll get an Airbnb wherever, and we're going to fucking go see Jay White.
But if not,
we will be here.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, a girl can dream. A girl can dream. Also, again, Bray Wyatt, if you're going to return anytime, SmackDown, August 20th. It's a good time. You've had good luck in Phoenix. Just saying. You've won shit. Just saying. Just saying. You know. Anyway. Just saying. So yeah, we're gonna finally be reunited, and we're gonna watch SummerSlam.
Getting my hopes up. You're getting your hopes up.
What?
This is all gonna pan out, and that there, you know, there's not gonna be another wave of whatever.
Well, we're gonna watch SummerSlam anyway, and
I'm talking about SmackDown.
No, SmackDown. I'll tell you right now, SmackDown's happening because they just raised the fucking capacity at what you call it. So
I'm just being Miss Pandemic.
You are
over here because
I was gonna say
it happened before.
It did, but guess what? This wasn't when they just raised it to 16,000 for the Suns game. So yeah, I have. Plus, we're vaccinated, so fuck them. We're vaccinated.
Well, we are vaccinated, but.
Yeah, if you want to show proof, I'll show proof all day.
They might want proof.
Go right ahead.
I have my card. It's in my purse.
I have my card. I have my card as well. I'm vaccinated, so
I need to laminate my card, actually.
See, I'm not going to laminate because I need a booster.
Oh, you put a sticker on. Mine has stickers on it to begin with.
I know, but
and then you just laminate again.
You just double laminate.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah. I'm very excited. And I'm going to get my hopes up for this, okay? Well, you're coming either way. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, barring another pandemic.
Oh, my God. You are vaccinated, for the love of God.
For this strain? Oh, what if there's some morph strain and it just turns into the Walking Dead? You never know.
Then you know what? We're going to do the Thriller dance.
Oh, I would die in The Walking Dead. So I have a feeling I would die.
So would
I. Pretty quickly.
But you know what? That's all right. If it happens during SmackDown, I will go down doing what I loved. And we could die together.
Or we could like lock ourselves in some underground thing with a bunch of wrestlers.
We've already talked about this.
Yeah.
What we would do, but now Mojo won't be there. And, like, Bray might not be there. So then it'd be like, now what?
Cesaro.
But what about me?
And Baron.
But what about me?
You only have one.
Alistair, maybe. But he's married and I feel bad. Because his wife's cool. And then, like, I don't know. Shane Thorne, I think he's on SmackDown. That might work, right? You could do Shane Thorne, but I think he's got a girlfriend, but that's okay. That's about it. I mean, Finn Balor won't be there.
No.
And he's married. So he's like, you know, loyal.
He's weird now.
He is. So, like, what am I to do? What am I to do?
I don't know.
Yeah. If this happens, like, I'm just going to be like, well, fuck me, I guess. I guess.
If you don't have any other options, I guess.
What?
If you don't have any other options, fuck me, I guess.
Yeah, fuck me, I guess. I guess. Like, so
who would be your I guess, though?
I mean,
like it's the end of the world. Who would be your I guess, though?
Baron? Trying to think of who's on SmackDown currently.
Mine would be Cesaro. I would take Cesaro.
Well, you take Cesaro if it's not the end of the world.
Okay, who would be, I guess.
We're going, I guess, not who would we do if it even wasn't and we had the opportunity. Who's on SmackDown?
Randy.
Is Jeff Hardy on SmackDown?
I don't know. Randy.
He's not on SmackDown.
I'm just naming people.
Okay, well, if we're just naming people I mean, NXT, there's a couple, but let me look. I'm gonna pull up the roster and I'm gonna find out. There has to be somebody that I guess. Like Jeff Hardy, I feel like the Jeff Hardy thing would just fulfill like a childhood fantasy. Like it would just be a full circle moment, you know? Like I'd be like, you know, you're not as attractive now as you were then, but like this would be like a full circle moment.
Oh, this is a SmackDown, but Miz.
Drew. We forgot Drew. He's kind of annoying right now, but it's still. Right? Like, still.
Yeah. But he's not really my I guess. I think Miz would be an I guess.
I mean, yeah. As long as he doesn't talk. Like, as long as he kind of, like, shut up. AJ?
Yeah.
Ali? Maybe?
Yeah.
He'd be a nice, I mean, not Riddle. I don't want to like die before I die. Sorry, I don't want my colon to be up in my throat before I die. That would be bad. Murphy. Huh. That'd be my, I guess. He's an attractive man. Attractive man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Shane Thorne is on SmackDown, so I would be able to have sex with one person. One. Sammy Wow Wow.
Oh gosh.
He's too vanilla, but still, like that might
Kevin
be
Owens.
Kevin, yeah. You know, that might be a good thing when the world's ending, just to have just some nice vanilla sex. Go out.
It's comforting.
It's comforting. He'd cuddle you after as the world ended. You know? Maybe that's what I'm missing.
Mm.
You know, just some nice cuddling.
Maybe.
Like, you know? Or I'm going to be like, listen, we're going to have to, like, spice it up. The world's ending. You need to give it your all. Yeah. That's... I'm telling you, I think NXT, we'd have a better, I mean, we got Adam, we got Dango, Balor, I wouldn't do Cross, I get weird vibes, Kyle O'Reilly, Pete, Ciampa, I mean, yeah.
I think Gargano would be it, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like, again, with him, it'd be cuddles, you know? Like, very, like, like, part of me would go Ciampa just because, like, you're going out with a bang. So, like, you know? You know? Anyway, I don't think there's zombie apocalypse is coming, but if it is... We have contingency plans.
It's good.
And if it's just Jen and I, we're just going to get high and drunk and be like, well, this is it. guess this is, I could see it now. We'd just be sitting there going, well, at least we're going to die together.
You ever watched The Walking Dead?
I've watched parts of it, yes.
So like in the beginning when they, have you seen where they're in the CDC?
Mm-hmm.
And like they have a choice whether to stay and get blown up or to go out and risk
it.
By those. Yeah, which one would you do?
Honestly, I'd risk it. Either way, I'm going to die. Like, I know I'm going to die. So I getting blown up is like, I feel like a worse way to go.
Yeah, but the way he described it was like, literally, you just wouldn't, it'd be done. Like, you wouldn't know anything.
So I think I'd risk it.
I just know I would die so quickly if I was trying to fight zombies.
But also, like, getting blown up, it's, like, the worst way to go.
Well, I think getting bitten, ripped apart by a zombie, eaten alive is worse.
They'd get to my spinal cord and go, we're okay. They'd be like, that's all right. It's okay. I'm like, oh, thank you.
I don't think they
can. Plus, I feel like I'd make a good zombie anyway.
Not if they eat you. There won't be any of you left to be a zombie.
But what if they just bite me and go, ooh, this doesn't taste good?
Then you'd be a zombie.
And I feel like I'd make a good zombie.
But you'd have no brain. You'd be brain dead, pretty much. You wouldn't even know.
Yeah, if I get blown up, I wouldn't know either. I'm brain dead either way. I mean, I don't know where the...
I don't know. If I knew for sure, which I would be like 99.9% sure I would go out there and die within the first couple of days, I'd be like, yeah, just blow me up.
Just blow me up. I'm good. But like my fear with getting blown up is like that I'd somehow survive. And
no,
have,
you
like,
couldn't. It was literally incinerated.
Well, yeah, but I feel like I'd survive like past the explosion, but like still be alive to be incinerated. And then I feel it.
No, like literally the air caught on fire. Like it would just be.
Like backlash?
Yeah, like it like implodes. Like
is that backlash? Is that
yeah?
Or is it like
it's not backlash? What's the word?
Backdraft. Backdraft. Yes. I'm like, it's like that movie with the fire.
It really just went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is like we'd probably be sitting here high and drunk, going, "Well,
we should have gotten in the explosion."
Either that or we'd be like, well, at least we're going out together.
Or I'd be like, you should have came to Atlanta and then we could have went to the CDC and got imploded with everything.
What if it's here, though?
That's what I'm saying.
I know where the FBI building is. We could go to the FBI building. I know where it's at. I used to drive past it all the time when I drove to work. We could get there quick, too.
I don't think they would let us into the FBI building.
What if I was like...
If it's anything like The Walking Dead, the government doesn't give a shit about you. So.
Well, they don't give a shit about you.
I know. So they would not let you in. They'd be like, sorry.
And they'd be like, well, guess we're dying. Guess we're going to die. Anyway, enough about what we would do if the zombie apocalypse happens. Because I'm going to think positive. Because we're vaccinated and it's going to happen and I'm going to see Jen.
So we could have been in our DNA or whatever it's called could be the strain that gives you, you know, turns you into a zombie. And then what are we going to do? We're going to be zombies.
What if we're like awesome zombies though? Like what if we're cool zombies who like
such thing.
Only bite hot men?
Can we buy bad men?
Yeah, like what if we're like zombie superheroes who just bite like the men who deserve it? You know,
rapists,
murderers, child diddlers. You know, like those. Like, what if we're one of those guys?
Ghosters.
Yeah, fucking just evil men, and we just like bite them. Like, what if we're superheroes? Like Republicans who like won't let women get abortions. We could bite them. Like, come on. This sounds like a great idea. Like, hello, we could be like superhero zombies.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, I could have, like, a children's show and be like, listen, kids, fuck the patriarchy. Like, patriarchal men, we have to bite them, too. Because fuck the patriarchy. So there you go. Okay, funny story. We're going to tell a funny story. And you know we always get off topic, but we're going to tell a funny story. So my dad didn't, like, realize how patriarchal some men are. Mm-hmm. And I had to, like, explain to him, like, what the fuck is going on. And my dad was like, what the fuck? I was like, exactly. Exactly. Like, men don't want their women working and want them to cover up and just be baby breeding machines. And we don't do that here. Hmm. We don't do that. In the words of AOC, my parents did not raise me to take that from a man. So, there you go. Fuck the patriarchy. That's the lesson that everybody should hear. Fuck the patriarchy. Right?
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, yes. I feel like Jen and I would be zombie superheroes. And, but we're either way, even if the zombie apocalypse happens or not, Jen, you're going to be here. And, the good thing about it is recreational weed is legal. So, like, if we're going to die, we could go out, blaze out of our gourd and drunk. And, like, we could have a dance party, you know, like some fist bumping.
We'll just, okay,
you know, we'll go to the gayborhood. There you go. That'll make everything better. We'll go to the gayborhood. It makes everything better. So anyway, so guys, we were talking about what we were gonna do before SmackDown, and we were like, okay, do we go to, like, a restaurant? Do we, like, do it up fancy, you know? Because this is a big day for us. Jen, you haven't been to a wrestling show in how long? Forever? I don't know.
2 years?
I already have a TikTok plan for the first time I walk in. Like, guys, I'm planning outfits already. It's going to be, I mean, I have to lose some more weight. But it's going to be great. It's going to be great. And we're not going to be, I mean, we're not going to stand outside the arena and, like, wait for people. No. But the nice part is, guys, I have friends that we can meet up with that are other females.
Oh.
Who are awesome. They were actually who I hung out with at NXT and at SmackDown last time. So you guys, we're going to meet up with those people. And we're going to meet up with my brother and his wife. Because my brother's wife is all pumped because, you know, Bianca Belair. She loves Bianca Belair. That's her favorite. And, you know, I feel like it's going to be really chill. And then when Baron's music hits, we'll be the only ones singing.
I don't know. There might be more people singing because they're just so happy to be somewhere.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you right now. When Baron's music hits, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna cry.
If he's, like, even there by then, I'm afraid they're gonna let him go.
I don't think so. You know what I think? I don't think so, because they don't usually do releases unless they've asked for the release between Mania release time and next Mania release time. So I don't think so. Plus, I feel like Baron's more of a... See, Baron's spot is kind of secure because he's like... People fucking hate Baron. They fucking hate Baron. So whenever a babyface needs to fucking beat somebody, who are they going to beat?
Oh, that's true.
Baron. So there you go. So I feel like Baron's spot's pretty secure. I mean, really... There's other people I could see them letting go of before Baron. And unfortunately, who knows? But, yeah. When Baron's music hits, I'm gonna probably cry. You know what the bad part is, though? You know what the first song we're probably gonna hear is?
What?
Roman Reigns.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? We can boo him now because he's a heel.
That is true.
Remember, we were afraid to boo him before because, you know, he had leukemia.
Yeah, we don't look like bitches.
Yeah, we don't want to be assholes. Or, like, we really don't like him, but, like, I really don't want to be an asshole. Like, yeah. It's one of those things. So, yeah, guys. We're excited. It's going to be a good time.
What is NXT's fascination with Poppy?
I don't know.
She's going to be on next week. It just
Remember that one song that we didn't know was by Poppy, but then we heard it. We're like, oh, my God, that's good. And then we're like, oh, my God, it's Poppy. And then, you know, Poppy's in the Illuminati. So, like, you know.
I just don't understand the fascination with her. I don't get it.
I'm telling you, she's in the Illuminati. Just saying. Allegedly. For entertainment purposes only. She's in the Illuminati. Like, look at it. Like, there's so many triangles in there. She's in the Illuminati. I'm telling you. Telling you. Just saying. Allegedly. Of course.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
But what else were we going to do? Oh, Shayna Baszler. Did you watch Raw?
I did.
What in the actual fuck is going on?
Who is Lily supposed to be? Is she going to turn out to be one of the wrestlers?
I don't fucking know. Like, here's all I need. Shayna, if you want to save Shayna Baszler. Because, you know, what the fuck did they do to Shayna Baszler? I don't know. But if you want to fucking try to save the career of Shayna Baszler, you know what you need to do?
What?
Have her set that playground on fire and then choke Alexa out. And here's why. Because me, I would respect Shayna for the rest of her fucking career if she did it.
Oh, gosh.
I would. I'd be like, wow, Shayna Baszler. I used to just not like you, and now, my God, I respect you. My God. Like, they had her lose to fucking Reginald. Fucking Reginald. Like, who the fuck is Reginald anyway? Like, I am still lost on who the fuck Reginald even is.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Like, what the fuck is the point of Reginald?
Apparently he's an acrobat or something.
Like, but why? But why? Why, though? Like, why is he here? Who is he? Like, why? What the fuck? Also, Raw is getting worse. Worse. Like, how many times? How many fucking times have we seen Drew versus Bobby Lashley?
That's true.
I love Drew. Love him. But why the fuck do we have to see Drew versus Bobby Lashley part 2007?
Well, now we've got Kofi in the middle of it because that makes it so much better.
But Kofi lost last night.
I know.
Which we all knew Kofi was going to lose.
Didn't someone come in? Oh, no, I'm thinking of the women.
No, we all knew Kofi was going to lose.
Right.
So, like, you just buried Kofi Kingston again. And now we're going to have Drew versus Lashley part 2740. And why? What is the fucking point? Why does Drew keep getting a shot when he fucking loses? Why?
They have no one, they think no one better, I guess.
Why? Oh, that's right, because you're not making stars. Ooh! Like, what the actual fuck?
I don't know.
What the actual fuck? Like, the show isn't even, like, good background noise anymore.
Good point.
you hear shit and you're just like, what the fuck are they doing? What the fuck? Also, Baron Corbin never got his other rematch, so can Baron Corbin get a shot at Bobby Rush?
Yeah, right.
Shut up. I'm just saying. It is a valid point. And you know what? Part of me wonders, are they just holding over until fucking Brock decides to go back on the road?
Hmm.
Just saying. But then, if Brock goes back on the road, what happens to Heyman?
He's with Roman.
But if Brock goes back on the road...
I guess he manages them both?
Yeah. Or is, like, Brock on SmackDown, too? Like...
Oh, that's true. They could put on a separate show.
Okay, here's what we have to say. Why? Okay, we need to have another draft because I'm just getting sick of the same people on the same shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need to have a draft. First off, like, shake this shit up because this is getting too monotonous.
True.
Also, you shouldn't have fired Samoa Joe because we could have had Samoa Joe versus Bob Lashley. But you fired him.
Enjoyable.
But you fired him. So we can't do that. Yeah. Also, did you like know that Ray and his son are still tag team champions? I didn't know this. This has nothing to do with Raw, but did you know that? Because I didn't know that. And then like him, like Ray and then his really tall son show up and I'm like, why are they here? And then I'm like, oh, they got the belts. When did this happen? Like, was this like a mirage? Did I miss this?
You didn't see it?
I feel maybe I did. I don't know. But like, why is Ray and his freakishly tall son the champions when we just know that the Usos are going to be the champions?
It's a feel-good moment, ma'am.
Well, I didn't feel good.
Well, you don't even remember it, so.
I don't, see? That obviously wasn't that much of a feel-good moment. And then again, my definition of feel-good moments are not happening as of late. So, fuck me, I guess. So, like, what the fuck do we do with like, Ray and his freakishly tall son? Also, where did the tallness come from? Like, why is he so tall? Like, Ray's like... But his mom's not even that tall. Like, where did that come from?
Maybe it was the recessive gene.
Is it? Like, can we do the paternity test again and just make sure? Because, like, what if he is Eddie's son? Like, every time I see that kid, I'm just like... I mean, that's all I think of is like, oh my God, remember when he had his paternity decided by a ladder match? Like, then I was like, that storyline was really good. But now he's just this freakishly tall kid. And I'm like, what is he doing here?
He's trying his best.
Well, Dominic, I have some advice for you. Drop your dad. Drop your dad. Like, kid, I don't know if you need to hear this. And listen, you seem like a good kid with the world ahead of you. But drop your dad. Like, Ray needs to just ride off into the sunset. Like, just goodbye, Ray. Goodbye.
I don't think that's happening.
Goodbye. Off with you. Also, like, why is it that Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler look somehow older than they are?
Spray tan, for one.
But, like, part of me wonders, is it a spray tan or do they do it the old-fashioned way and that's why they look so old?
Maybe. Maybe it's both.
But then I realized Bobby Roode's kid is, like, in college. So then I'm like, is he just old? Like, is he just old? I don't know. I don't know. These are the questions that plague me at night. And then I look at Roman and I'm like, I feel kind of bad for you because, like, who's going to beat you at this point? Like, they're kind of making you unstoppable, which, okay, but, like, who's going to beat you? There's no other stars. Like, Bray's on a sabbatical and, like, Brock's in a cave somewhere and, like, I don't know where Edge went. And then Daniel Bryan, who fucking knows what's going on with Daniel Bryan?
No one.
Do they have to sign Okada to beat him? Like, is that why we're doing this?
Could be.
Like, which if that's the case, okay, have Okada beat Roman. I'm okay with that. I'm just very confused. And then, like, Shinsuke and Baron. I understand it's for the crown, but are we doing, like, another King of the Ring kind of a thing? Are we just, like, finally gonna do with Shinsuke what we should have done with Shinsuke 4 years ago? Like, huh. You know? Like, huh.
I don't know.
I don't know either. And then they gave Baron this crown, and it's not the nice crown. He had, like, a really cool one, and now this one just looks like a child made it in ceramics class. So, like, what the fuck happened there?
Don't you know?
And going back to what you said, fucking Lily, what the fuck is Lily? Is she, like, a doll? Is she fucking, like, a person? Like,
it's gotta be a wrestler. She's got to be a wrestler eventually.
Like, with Bray, we at least knew. Like, what the fuck's going on? Like, the symbolism, we could figure it out, right? This, I don't know. Like, who's Lily? Where did she come from? What's her story? Why are her teeth like that? I don't know. Could they not find nicer teeth for her? Also, like, Alexa, honey, you don't know what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, you're not scary. You're not spooky. You know what she is? She's that girl when in, like, freshman year of high school who went goth, but, like, still is trying to be cool. She's like, I'm so dark and spooky, guys. She's that girl.
I think she just acts like a child.
Well, yeah, and I feel like it's still some age play porn fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
That men are just like, oh, my God, she's going to be my perfect victim. Like, what the fuck? Like, are women supposed to be okay with this? Like, because I just feel like this is the patriarchy again. And then going back to the patriarchy, fucking, we got Naomi and Lana, which I feel fucking bad for those two. Because they lost to Mandy and Dana, who were wearing stripper gear. Yesterday,
wearing stripper gear.
But like this, I like they came out and I was like, we're gonna see a butt cheek or a titty.
Well, Dana already did that.
We're gonna see it again. Like, and I'm not trying to shame if that's where we're going. Like, if you're gonna be a stripper, like, not shaming you, make your money, but like, I felt like I was gonna see a butt or titty. And as a woman, I was just like, honey, you know, you don't have to do this, you know? Like, if this is your choice, cool, but like, part of me thinks it's not your choice.
Oh, I think it is.
And that's okay, but like, okay, you know? I don't know. I always feel like they're hookers, and I don't want to think that. I'm not trying to slut shame, but like, I get hooker vibes.
Mm.
You know? And sex work is work, but like, again, huh. But yeah, I don't know about that. And I'm just like, poor Naomi. This poor girl's working her ass off trying to win, and she can't win.
And Lana's partner with Lana.
And Lana's trying to dance with her, and she's trying to keep up. Bless her heart. She's trying. So that was a mess. Oh, but you know what? One good thing did happen. So Elias is no longer with the proud fuck.
Think he's getting fired?
I think so. What if that's the big news?
I don't think that would count.
Well, it's big news to me because you love to see it. You love to see it. It was great. Everybody was like, oh my God, Elias is the ultimate heel. I'm like, this is a face turn. What are you talking about? He's going to, you know what? He's going to walk with Elias. We're going to walk with Elias again. And you know what? That promo that he cut afterwards, I felt that because he's like, I'm not going to ride with in a car with this guy. And I'm like, good for you. Elias face turn, ladies and gentlemen. He's like, this guy.
On Memorial Day.
On Memorial Day. On Memorial. You know what? That is the feel good moment that I'm going to remember. It's like, wow. You love to see it. You love to see a patriarchal man who believes in QAnon get beat up on Memorial Day and then dumped by his tag team partner. You love to see it. Everybody's like, oh, but he's a veteran. And I'm like, he's a QAnoner. He's gone. He's gone, guys. Just, you know, thank you for your service, but you're a QAnoner and I'm sorry. And a racist. He's a racist as well, ladies and gentlemen. And for that, I say, boo that man. But you know what we are going to do?
What?
Walk with Elias.
Eh.
I'm sorry, but that promo when he's like, I am not going to get in a car with that man. And I was like, yes.
I'm just not an Elias fan. I don't know.
I don't know. I just liked that promo.
Like, I liked him when we met him. He was nice, but
he was really, he was more attractive. And you know what? If I had to, he was more attractive in person.
That's true.
He was like, we walked up to him and we're like, oh, okay. We get it now. Elias girls. We get it. Mm-hmm. Like the Elias girls were all in line. Like they were like staring up at him. Like, oh my God, he's daddy. And we're just like, hey, we're just going to get signed. And we looked for like, oh, okay. We get it. We get it. That
makes sense.
It makes sense. Like before we didn't get it. We didn't get it. And now we get it. He is an attractive man.
Still don't want it, but I get it.
I mean, yeah, I don't want it. Like it's if I had to, but like, I get it. Like there are some that I don't get, like Dolph Ziggler. I don't get. That's never all. Will. But like Elias, I could see why you would. I mean, people don't get why I do certain things and who I like, but you know, Slapjack was adorable. I'm just saying. I have a weird taste in men. Mm-hmm. But like Elias, I could get. But yeah, you know, Elias had a face turn.
Got it.
I was like, were we supposed to feel bad for him? Like
an unofficial face turn.
Like, literally, I'm looking at like, and the best part is they had the fans booing him, and I'm like, I don't think the fans would be booing him.
Probably not.
No. So like, what the? Yeah. No. Watch, they're gonna make Jackson Ryker the face.
Or they're going to fire him.
Or they'll fire him, which I hope they fire him. I don't want anybody to lose their job, but I hope they fire him. Him and Drake Wirtz could have a tag team together.
Huh.
They could be a tag team called the QAnoners, where they talk about conspiracy theories that aren't good ones.
but like weird ones and want the patriarchy and they're really incels. Yeah. But you know what? Elias turned face. Good for him. You know? I was like whatever about it until that promo though. When he was like, I can't be in a car with that guy. I'm like, you know what? That is realistic. That's realism right there, because I wouldn't want to be in a car with that guy either. I'm like, I'm supposed to hate this guy? Because I agree. I wouldn't want to be in a car. Would you want to be in a car with Jackson Ryger?
Nope.
No. He'd probably, you know what, Jen? He'd probably tell you to go sit in the back seat because women can't drive. So you know what? No. I'm good. So there you go. I had a couple people tell me, this has nothing to do with Raw or SmackDown, that our podcast sounds a lot like Cassie and Jess's. And for that I say, we knew it was going to happen.
I just want to know more about her husband. Very interesting.
Episode 2, I think she talks more about her husband. I haven't listened to it yet. I don't know who her husband is. But, you know, I can kind of get it now. Like, if I had a husband, maybe I'd keep him a secret. But I don't. So, you know.
It's very strange.
Either that or I'd be the other way around. I'd be like, we're going to have an episode with my husband and we're going to talk all about our marriage.
You know. Very interesting to me.
It is. It's very interesting. Like, I want to know why. Like, why?
I can get not showing him, but why wouldn't you say I have?
Well, like, what if, I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe they're not together.
Maybe he lives in Australia and he's stuck there because of the pandemic.
Or maybe they're married, but not together.
Which, hey, if that works, like, fuck, do it. Like, right? If that's how your marriage works, I'm not going to judge you for that. Because, like, let's be real. Some people have to do that. Mm-hmm. Companionship is a thing. But, like, part of me thinks that's not it. Maybe there's, like, some other reason. But
maybe.
Like, what if he's, like, famous? Like, what if he's, like, a famous guy? And, like, she wanted to get by on her own merits.
Maybe.
I don't know if he's famous or not, guys. I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of doubt that.
Well, he could be, but I don't know. So, there you go. But yes, I've had a couple people tell me that that they sound like us. Which I get. I listened and I was like, we do fall into the roles very much.
So. I can see it.
Yeah. I mean, that's how we are. Especially when we're like together in person. Definitely. Like, because when we're together in person, we are loud and kind of obnoxious and kind of crazy.
Were they obnoxious on there?
A little bit.
Yeah.
And they talk about, well, they don't talk about sex, but we do.
They probably will eventually.
They probably will, but like, we talk, like, when you and I are together, we talk about it.
Right.
Yeah. We talk about stuff that we wouldn't talk about on here. Like, we did talk about a little bit on, like, the Queens Talk Sex Part 1 and 2. Which I don't ever think there'll be Part 3 ever. Mm-mm. Probably not. Because, you know, there's nothing new to tell. I feel like we covered every base when we did that two-parter. I mean, maybe like our wrestling husbands, we could update that. But like, because like there's been some changes on that list.
That's true.
Like, I feel free to talk about who number one was at the time. Because it's like now looking at that person, I'm like, I can't see you that same way that I saw you. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. which I've actually talked about it. So there's that. So yeah, I feel like maybe we could update that list eventually. Just maybe when it's on the road and we get a little more something.
That makes sense.
A little more something. Maybe next month we'll do that. But yeah, I think that'll be the only episodes we ever do of that. Unless like something changes. Was our foray into that.
Yeah.
I mean, we have stories, but like, I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever tell them.
I don't know. I think we got our little too overzealous. And said way too
we
much.
Did. We said a lot. I think
we were going for shock value. And
I think we were. We were like, yeah, let's be caller daddy. Why not? And now even like Alex Cooper doesn't even do that. So like... So like we were a little overzealous. We were trying. Maybe too hard.
Yeah.
But hey, like it happens. We were going for shock value, which I feel like that's not even the most shocking stuff too. Like I feel like we're kind of through all of our episodes, we've kind of peppered in that conversation anyway. So like, that's maybe true. Some people weren't even shocked at some of the stuff. Like, probably everybody not. Knows we're into daddy stuff. So, like, you know, I that's been for a while.
But I feel like most girls now are into
that. And, like, if you knew us from Tumblr, like, you would have known.
Right.
That's, and you know what? That's the funny thing is, like, if anybody's, like, an OG from Tumblr, like, everything that was said, you all would have known. Based off of shit that we've talked about and wrote about. So, like...
That's true.
And we'll never go back to that. So, don't ask. If you're an OG from Tumblr and have questions, don't ask. So we're done. None of that. Ever mm-hmm. again.
Nope.
No. I don't think I could write anything if my life depended on it right now.
No.
No.
I got too much real life stuff going on.
Yeah. I don't even think it'd be an escape at this point.
Mm-mm.
No. So that big announcement, depending on how big this announcement is, maybe we'll have like a 5-minute, like what the fuck just happened kind of a thing. Hmm. If the announcement even happens, I doubt it. It might just be me on here going, what the fuck just happened? If not, like, see, like, part of me is thinking this is going to be huge just because of the supposed news embargo that's happening.
Right.
Because, like, that's never happened. And that's kind of weird. Because usually, like, you hear, like, rumbles before, like, something happens.
Right.
But like this, we're not hearing anything. Like WrestleVotes isn't talking about it. Sean Ross Sapp just mentioned that there's an embargo about something going on. I don't know, guys.
We shall see.
We will see. But they did say it is not about Cardi B performing at SummerSlam. So there's that. But the rumor is also that they're going to announce the SummerSlam location, which we already know what the location is, but the location, on the 5th.
Oh, okay.
So that's Saturday. Cause they're going to do it during, something on Fox or NBC or something. Oh, so okay. I don't know what's happening, guys. I don't even know if they know what's happening. I don't know what's going on tomorrow. All I know is it's just very strange not to hear anything.
Yeah.
Like, even when AEW was, like, starting, we heard a lot. Like, before it was even announced, we heard a lot.
True.
From a lot of people. So, like, it's not a new company, or else we probably would have heard about it. I don't know. Other than the New Japan thing, I can't think of what else it could be that they're this top secret about. Mm-mm. Like, I don't think it'd be releases, because the releases we always hear, like, hey, it's coming kind of a thing.
Right.
Because I think they tell the talent, hey, there's going to be releases, but they don't tell who's going to be released until it happens. So I don't think it's going to be releases. I don't think it's Cardi. I mean, obviously they're saying it's not Cardi B performing or anything like that. I don't think it's going to be the SummerSlam location, just because of everybody saying that the 5th is when that's going to be announced. So, like, I don't know what would have this amount of secrecy. Like,
it could be it. You never know.
That's the only thing I can think of, unless this is like, I mean, my joke with Jen before we started recording was WWE buying AEW.
Which is not going to happen.
Which is not going to happen. But like that, or like buying Impact or something like that. But like, that'll never happen either. So I like this level of secrecy, I think, is what's freaking me out. Because like in the wrestling world, there's never this level of secrecy. So it's going to be something big. And obviously, we didn't have wrestling Twitter back when WCW was bought by WWF at the time. We didn't have wrestling Twitter, so it's not like we could be like going back in time to when that happened and being like, oh, it was a very secret. Like, we didn't have wrestling Twitter back then. And we had like Meltzer and Raja, and that was about it. So, like, which Raja's still online, and that totally like warms my heart that they're still here. Because that was my dirt sheet back when I was a kid. I would go, and I'm going to tell this story. I would go to Raja every night because, you know, we're on the West Coast. And I'd go there and I'd go, Raw spoilers. Ooh, what's happening? And I was like 12 and I was like, oh my God. And they'd have all like the backstage gossip. And I'd be like, oh my God. So, and even then, I don't think they knew that WWF was buying WCW, but then again, this is a different time,
right?
So I don't know, Jen, what do you think this level of secrecy?
It could be that, or it could be something about Daniel Bryan.
I mean, Daniel Bryan, I think.
So is it a WWE announcement or just a wrestling announcement?
They said just a wrestling announcement.
So it could be Daniel Bryan.
But part of me wonders if this level, if they were going to go through this much secrecy, why wouldn't they have him just show up on a show?
I don't know.
And I don't think he's, I feel like this might be bigger than Daniel Bryan. Because again, like this level, I mean, somebody said CM Punk coming back.
Yeah, that's possible.
Punk, you know, there's
that's possibility.
There's certain stories that I don't think Daniel Bryan going somewhere is that level of secrecy.
Right. Well, you're probably right.
So, like, part of me is like, this has to be, like, again, the only two things I can think of is the New Japan thing going through, which I feel like they'll be petty and announce it right when AEW starts tomorrow. Because Tony Khan was a prick and called them out and was like, hey, that's not happening. Well, apparently it is. Or, like, a CM Punk. Or, I mean, because the last time we had secrecy, CM Punk showed up on WWE backstage.
It's true.
So, it could be a CM Punk announcement. I doubt it. I don't think so. But that's where a lot of people were going with that, was like, okay, CM Punk. Let me look at some of the things that people were saying in the comments. Because I don't know. And they did say it's not Cardi B. A lot of people are saying that they think AEW is going to release people. Yeah. They're saying that. They're saying a lot of things that, you know, WWE is going to make a big hire. That New Japan, a lot of people brought up. People are saying more releases. But again, I think every time that there's been a bunch of releases, we've heard some chatter before it happened. A lot of people are saying, is it AEW? Vince stepping down? That was somebody. WWE being sold to Disney? Which I doubt, but maybe. It could. It's possible. Somebody did say Jackson Ryker being released. That was a maybe. Daniel Bryan. People were saying, oh, Adam Cole's going to show up on AEW. Obviously not, because, you know, he just showed he's back on NXT. So that didn't happen. Yeah, people are AEW with HBO Max, which I don't care if that happens. WCW coming back. yeah, so I don't know. There's a lot of things that are being thrown out there. If it's Vince stepping down, that's, I mean, if it's Vince stepping down, we're going to have another episode this week. I'll be like, Jen, I don't care when we got to do this, but we got to talk about this. Because that will definitely open some forbidden doors if Vince steps down. Mm-hmm. At least from my understanding of Hunter and Sean, because it's going to be Hunter and Sean who run the company, there will be some forbidden doors opening. But not going to speculate. I don't think Vince will ever step down. I don't think so.
Unless he's like really sick or something.
Even then. Girl, knowing what I know of Vince.
What if he's got Alzheimer's?
Well, that would explain a lot. Part of me is what, I mean, if, okay. Going on the premise that it's Vince stepping down. Mm-hmm. Either he's very sick and has decided I'm done. Which, hey, you know what? If that's the case, I feel bad for the guy. But again, he's run himself into the ground. But knowing Vince, I feel like even if he was Alzheimer's, even if it was dementia, even if he had cancer, heart disease, whatever, organ failure, I feel like he would do it until... kidney failure, lung failure. If he had organ failure, he would have the fucking dialysis machine brought to the arena and still be running the show. So, like, that's why I'm not thinking Vince is stepping down. Unless it's, like, really bad. Or this is the other thing that could have happened, but I feel like we would have heard something, is that there was a vote of no confidence on Vince. Which could happen. But I feel like we would have heard something about that. That there was going to be a vote.
Okay.
But if Vince is stepping down, that means Kevin Dunn is gone. Thank God. Because if you don't know the story, the only reason Kevin Dunn still has a job is because he did Vince a massive favor back in the day and saved a bunch of tapes from a burning car. And that is the only reason Kevin Dunn has a job. So. The moment that Vince either steps down or passes on to the great unknown, Kevin Dunn will be without a job. So, do with that information what you will. I mean, maybe that level of secrecy would come with an announcement that big, that Vince would step down. Vince selling the company. That would have some secrecy. CM Punk would. But I feel like if it was CM Punk, they wouldn't announce it. That they would, he would show up at like Money in the Bank. If we were going to do a CM Punk thing.
All right.
He would just show up. I don't know. That's why I'm going with the New Japan thing, because that's the only thing I can, like, tangibly think that is happening. Again, like, if Vince is on his deathbed right now, like, I don't know. I don't know the guy. And if that's the case, then that's going to be probably the biggest news story in wrestling ever, if that were to happen. Say what you want about the WWE. That's going to be the biggest news story in all of wrestling ever, is the day Vince either steps down or passes on to the great unknown.
It's true.
So would there be an embargo on that? Absolutely. Am I saying that's what it is? No. I don't know what it is, obviously. So I just don't think it's Daniel Bryan. I don't think it is. Like, I feel like if they were going along the lines of CM Punk, if they were going to do it, he would just show up.
Right.
Yeah. To have a news embargo, that's kind of something else.
Right. And
because look at Mark Henry. Mark Henry, we didn't know about Mark Henry. Mark Henry's on the radio twice a week, and we didn't know about Mark Henry. So they can make a secret happen without a news embargo.
Right.
So that's why I'm thinking big. Like, this is going to be something big. Because why would they, otherwise, why would they go through this much work to the point of people supposedly backstage not knowing anything? People who know things, who tell things, don't know anything. But there's a media embargo and you can't ask questions. So, I don't know. I feel like we're going to have a rough few days. If it happens, somebody says it might not even happen. They could be waiting to announce whatever this is. So, that's why I'm just thinking of New Japan. Which, if that's the case, I feel like they need to do a Daniel, you know, what I'm thinking for CM Punk or Daniel Bryan, just have him show up. Have fucking Bullet Club come out on fucking Money in the Bank. Would you lose your mind?
That'd be crazy.
That'd be crazy. You'd never see it coming. So, I don't know, guys. We'll keep you updated on what it is. I don't know what it is. And I don't like this feeling.
It'll be all right.
I don't like the unknown.
It'll be fine.
Plus, I'm a nosy bitch. I need to know. But anyway, guys. Again, if it's the level of news of Vince stepping down or WWE being sold to Disney, we'll probably have an extra episode. But if it's, you know, CM Punk coming back, we probably won't. If that happens, expect to hear from us. But if not, we will be back next week. Depending on what this is. My fear is, like, Bray Wyatt has decided to step away from the company.
I don't think that would qualify.
I'd be like, what?
I don't think that would qualify.
Still, I'd be like, what, sir? Excuse you? Anyway, we're going to go. Hold on to your asses, kids. We're in for a bumpy ride to Money in the Bank. Also, Hell in a Cell's coming up, if you care. Yeah. I don't care, but if you care. It's coming up soon. But I don't know. So I saw that right before we started recording, and I was just like,
what are messing with your mind?
What are we doing? I know, it's messing with my mind. They're gonna fire everybody. Everybody's fired. We fired everyone.
Over.
We're just gonna start over with a clean slate, guys. So you're all fired. Other than Roman Reigns. Yeah. Sounds about right. I don't think that's enough. Watch, it's gonna be something stupid.
Probably.
Be something stupid, but you know what, It's kind of weird having the unknown. So anyway, guys, we're going to go. I'm going to go eat some dinner and think about what else this could be. Like, honestly, there's nothing else. Like,
no, I think it's one of the things we've mentioned already.
I do. And again, if it's one, if it's that big, oof, oof. New Japan buys WWE. I'd be like, Gato. What are you doing, Gato? Yeah, that would be something.
Well, that's not happening. So.
You never know. At this point, who knows what's going to happen? So hold on to your asses, kids. It's going to be a crazy ride. Also, we'll see what happens. And also, Mojo is just Mojo. So,
like Prince,
he's just Mojo, which we call him just Mojo anyway. So there you go. Anyway, guys, until next week, when or later, if it's that big of an announcement, we will talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.